We have for the past few weeks in the Gospel of Matthew been hearing a number of parables. The parable of the sower and the seed in the field, the parable of the mustard seed, and now we cap it this Sunday with a number of parables. We see very evidently there's three parables, but there's actually four. There's the parable of the treasure in the field, the parable of the pearl of great price. There's the parable of the great catch of fish. But the fourth parable is really those last two lines. Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. It's to all of these parables that we've heard over the past few weeks that Jesus asks the question, do you understand all these things? That the word of God is like a seed, that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. Do you understand all of these things? To which his apostles say, yes. If we go through the parables this Sunday in order, they may seem almost identical, but there are important distinctions, little nuances to pick up on. The kingdom of heaven is first like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds. They're not looking for it. They don't even know it's there. They kind of stumble into it. The second, the pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for the fine pearls. This person is actively looking for the kingdom of heaven. They don't stumble onto it. They're looking for it. The distinctions are important. There are those who stumble onto the kingdom of heaven. We would kind of use the parlance. These are non-believers. These are atheists. These are people that don't believe in God whatsoever. But they stumble onto the kingdom of heaven somehow. Without knowing it, without realizing it, they have some encounter. Maybe it's an encounter with another person. Maybe it's a powerful moment in their own lives which they come to know God. Maybe it's through visiting our church some Sunday. We don't know. But they're not expecting it. They stumble into it. The other is the person who's been searching for it their whole life and looking for it. Whether they've grown up Catholic their whole life or Christian their whole life, whether they've been zealous for the faith, they're looking for it. But the reaction of both is important. So profound is this encounter of what they find, finally. They go and they sell everything they have for it. It's so important, so immeasurable, so valuable, that they give everything they have for it. Now, we could look at that two ways, giving everything they have for the kingdom of heaven. We could think of it in terms of dispossessing themselves of all the things in their life, the treasure, power, wealth, whatever it is, to have this. Could mean making sure that this is the first priority in their life. Everything else is secondary. The flip side of that is renouncing what is holding them back. And that's what we hear in the first reading, as Solomon asks the Lord for a blessing. And God responds how pleased he is that he didn't ask for wealth or power or the lives of his enemies, but rather for an understanding heart. Wealth and power and the lives of our enemies and all of that, that's what we have to renounce. That's what we have to sell to possess the kingdom of heaven. Everything else, everything, is less valuable than that. Our vocations, our lives, our work, our prayer, all that we do is so that we may enter into the kingdom of heaven. We go about our lives day to day, week to week, very much involved in the humdrum of our lives. And we can be very much, in a sense, focused on earthly things. But this weekend's gospel is meant to open our minds once more to eternity, the kingdom of heaven, the life of the world to come. Because it's going to come. At the end of our life, today, tomorrow, a year, 50 years, when Christ comes again, it's going to come. And so all that we do day to day, week to week, in our normal humdrum of things, should be pointed towards that. Has that as its goal, the kingdom of heaven. The third parable tells us a little something of once we have that great treasure, that pearl of great price, what comes next? When they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets, the bad they throw away. Now, this could be, we could be talking a little bit about the theology of purgatory here. Certainly that happens. The bad has to get thrown away. We could be talking about heaven. We could be talking about hell. But the final judgment. We have to render an account of our lives, of ourselves, to God. And there's an old Christian practice, and it's a good practice, I think, of doing what's called a daily evening examining our lives at the end of the day. How did I spend today? Did I spend it in God's service? In service to my vocation, to my family, to what's really important that's going to serve the kingdom of heaven? Did I sell all of that bad stuff that's holding me back? Did I dispossess myself of anger, and malice, and envy, and rage, and gluttony, and pride, of all those sins that we know so well? Examines at the end of a day are a really good way to do an inventory. And if we didn't do so well today, well, we have tomorrow to start again, to try anew. If we have to give ourselves an account to God at the end of our life, it's good to do a little bit of reconciliation day to day. Reconciling our own day, our thoughts, our deeds, our words. The fourth part of the parable. Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. Here, very clearly, the words of Jesus are addressed to his disciples who are bringing forth the new, the words of Jesus, and the old. Their history and tradition as Jews being raised in the faith. The new and the old. For us, we are called forth to bring the new and the old. This means the things in our spiritual life that are old, that we know, that we've been doing, that we've been practicing, and the new. Things we don't know, haven't learned, haven't tried, haven't practiced. Those parts are important too. We have to bring forth both, that which is new and old, what we've been doing for a long time in our spiritual lives, and adding to it, growing it. If the parables preceding this have been referring to, I'll just boil it down to agriculture, to the kingdom of God is like a sower with seed or a mustard seed plant. Those things have to grow. They have to be nurtured to bear fruit. Sometimes the old has to be pruned, but never thrown away completely. And the new has to grow, has to be grafted onto it. If we've heard the words of Jesus for the past few weeks, we understand this parable or these three parables today, then the fourth parable should make good sense to us. From our spiritual storehouse, we have to bring forth the new and the old if we hope to grow in progress in the spiritual life and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Do you understand all of these things? The Lord says to us. Yes. The kingdom of heaven is so valuable, it's worth giving everything to possess it.